Listening Library presents Sweethearts. This is Sarah Zarr. October 18th, 1998, 3:30 p.m. A dripping faucet. Crumbs and a pink stain on the counter. Half of a skin-black banana that smells as old as it looks. If I look at these things and at nothing else, concentrate on them and stay still, and don't make any noise. This will be over soon, and I can go home without Cameron's dad ever knowing I'm here. He is yelling about how Cameron is always late coming home from school, about the lizard cage needing to be cleaned, and how he knew he should never have let Cameron have a pet, because this is what happens. Children forget and stop caring, and expect their parents to take care of everything, and, well, how would Cameron like it if he came home from school one day and the whole family had moved and not told him because they were tired of taking care of him, the way Cameron was tired of taking care of the lizard. "I think we'll do that," he says. "Maybe tomorrow, maybe in a week or a month. You won't know until you come home from school and find the empty house. How would you like that?" I'm not supposed to be at Cameron's house or anyone's house, not without my mother's specific permission. But Cameron made me something for my birthday. He told me at school that it was too big to bring, so he'd left it at home. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe he baked me a cake. The idea of cake makes me think about my lunchbox and the two chocolate chip cookies I saved and the Milky Way bar I stole from the 7-Eleven on my way to school this morning by slipping it up my coat sleeve while the cashier reached to get cigarettes for someone.